Tonight, Brother Bobby Tennant, the Church of Christ, the pillar and ground of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15 through 16. He's a member at the South Central for 39 years. Brother Tennant, let us hear from you tonight.
Good evening, Brother Brooks, and all our dear brethren out there. And I would like to thank you and all of the ones who work so closely with you in making this ministry happen. And also, I feel honored by being a presenter in this. There have been great men that have been speaking throughout the weeks, and I'm so grateful for it, especially Brother Israel Rodriguez last night. Excellent lesson. But again, I'm just going to take on the task to try to hold up the banner and preach this simple gospel to everyone. So to thank you to everyone that works with this program, and for all the ones who are listening as well, and who are not members of the Lord's Church, we pray that something will be said, heard, or done to help you along your way and help you make the decision, as the brother already said, ask that question, what must I do to be saved? My text this evening is coming from 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verses 15 and 16. Very familiar text with most of us, says, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. And then verse 16 says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and then received up into glory. For the sake of time, I'll just get right into my lesson. The first thing that we should know and we should be aware of when we're in the Lord's house, when we're in the church of Christ, is we should know how to behave ourselves in the church. Behave yourself in the house. Point number one. He says, but if I tarry long, that you may know how you ought to behave yourself in the house of God. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 15 and 16, Paul tells the church at Philippi that mature brethren in the church ought to be like-minded while minding the same rule. It says, let us therefore, as many as be perfect or mature, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, and let us mind the same thing. The word same, I think that's a word that should resound with all of us, because there are so many, as we have mentioned many times, there are so many religions, there are so many opinions about what the church is and how we ought to behave and conduct ourselves in the Lord's church. And the word same, it simply breaks down or means identical or something that's previously mentioned, which means what God has already said is what we should, how we should conduct ourselves and what we should go by. It means unchanged. It means in agreement with, as previously mentioned, in accordance with, without deviation, consistent, or equal. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 10 says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Romans 12 and 16 says, be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate, and be not wise in your own conceits. Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2 says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, So stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. See, the common denominator is when we're in the church that we all speak the same thing. We don't speak our own mind, but we speak what thus saith the Lord. And going to one other passage that we are familiar with, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verses 4 through 13, Paul is talking about into the church at Corinth, and he says that there's the same Spirit, the same Lord, and the same God. Starting around verse number 4, he says, now there are diversities of gifts, but there's the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another by the working of miracles, to another the prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work at one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have made all to drink into one Spirit. So regardless of our level of education, regardless of all the astuteness that we have in life, we all speak the same thing, and we speak what thus saith the Lord, and it's all about Jesus and the Christ and his church. Acts chapter 8 and 32, we're so familiar with this text. We're here when Philip met with the Ethiopian eunuch. The Bible says in verse number 32, he says, the place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearer, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh this prophet, of himself or some other man? Now look at this. In verse number 35, the Bible says that Philip opened his mouth, and he didn't go and rant and rave and go all over the place. The scripture says he began at the same scripture, and he preached unto him Jesus. Yes, we preach the same thing in the church of Christ. We are of the same mind, and we are of the same judgment. There is no division. The first thing, once we learn how to behave ourselves by ordering and going along with the scriptures, is we need to do this. Every man needs to stay out of other folks' houses. Amen. Some houses may look identical, but they are not supported by the same foundation. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 11 says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid. That is, here's this common denominator again, Jesus Christ. And in our text, it says, in verse number 16, it says, without controversy. In verse 16, it says, without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. So, we don't have any controversy when we're in our own house, or when we're in the house of God, or in the house of Christ, because it's supported by him. There's many houses, there's many churches out there, there's many religions out there that look very similar to the church, but they're not supported by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, I know some of us probably know that when we were growing up, at least I know when I grew up, Mama always told us, she said, I want you to stay out of other folks' houses. And then she always said if something happens, she didn't want to be responsible for it. So the parents weren't able to prove what you're doing when you were in somebody's house. They told us that you needed to be at your own house so you wouldn't get into any trouble. Well, I believe the same thing happens in God's church. The Lord cannot cover us or he cannot save us if we're on somebody else's foundation. It just won't be able to stand because the house of God is sure. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse number 6 says, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope, firm, how long? Unto the end. It is built upon a solid foundation. Hear me out, my brothers and my sisters. Imitations appear to be the same, but they cannot endure the tests and the times and the trials to the end. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 19 and 20 says, now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but you are now fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Look at this. Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Yeah, there are houses that look a whole lot alike, but they are not the church of Christ. Let's look at Matthew. If you have your Bibles with you, let's look at Matthew chapter 7 and verse number 24 through 27. There's a lot of places that look like they are on the foundation of Christ, but they are not, and they don't stand the test of time. Matthew chapter 7 and verses 24 through 27. He says, well, first of all, I want to back up with just a couple of verses and give you another text. He says in verse number 21, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and thy name cast out devils, and thy name done many wonderful works? And he said, I will profess unto them that I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. And then in our text that I had you to go to in verse number 24, he said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, this is Jesus speaking, y'all, he says, and he does them. He doeth them. In King James Version, he said, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew, and they beat upon that house. This is the test of time, y'all. And the Bible says it fell not because it was founded upon a rock. But look at this house that's next door. All of these institutions that look just like the Church of Christ, you know what? We're not going to almost make it to heaven. We're either going to make it to heaven or we're not. Verse number 26, it says, everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell. And it says, because it was not built upon a solid rock, and that rock being Jesus Christ himself, the Bible says, great was the fall of it. Back in our text, looking at our text, there were six things that we see in our text that Paul was telling his young son, Timothy. He said in verse number 16, he said, without great controversy, he said, great is the mystery of godliness. But look at these six things here. He says, Jesus was what? First of all, he was manifest in the flesh. Jesus was also justified in, the Lord was justified in the Spirit. He was seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and the Bible says he was received up into glory. My brothers and my sisters, no other foundation and or organization can lay claim throughout the history of the New Testament. None of them can do it. We need to be mindful and clear that it was God who created the heavens
and the earth. In the beginning, John 1:1, was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was God that saved Noah and his family from the flood. God delivered Jonah from the belly of the fish. And when he became flesh, in John chapter 1 and verse number 14, they said he dwelt among men. We need to look at the common denominator again. Your house needs to be built upon Jesus himself and nobody or nothing else. The Church of Christ is built upon Jesus, and he is the Christ. He healed the sick. He, remember, capital H-E, he gave sight to the blind. He raised the dead. He did the unthinkable. He laid down in the grave for himself for 3 days, and he got up with all power in his hands, according to Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20. The entire so-called religious world can agree on that. They all preach this from their pulpits, but they say one thing and they do another. They look like the institution of Christ, but they are not the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ is built upon a rock, built upon the promise of Jesus. As I come to a close, let's go and take a look at Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 13 through 18. All familiar texts that we know that it's the same thing that we speak, and we speak the same thing, and we see that somebody named Peter tried to pull him away from what he had taught already. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 13, the Bible says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, and whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And here it is, y'all. Some say that you are John the Baptist. Some say that you are Elias. Some say that you are Jeremiah, or just one of the prophets. But here's what I'm going to say, how Jesus conducts the conversation here. He says, who do you say that I am? And I ask all of our listeners tonight, whenever you want to know what Jesus wanted, you always want to consult the source. And the source here is Jesus himself. He said, he asked Peter, he said, who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered him, and he said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him back, and he said, flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And he said, I say also unto you that you are Peter, and upon this rock, he said, what? I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want to remind the religious world out there that the world had never heard of anything called a church until Jesus mentioned it, and it came from his mouth. So anytime you want to know about the source, then you go to the source. If you want to be saved, you need to go to the source. The source is Jesus. Jesus is the foundation. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the source of our church. He is the source of our salvation. He said, I'll come back and receive you unto myself. So we should go with what Jesus says, and we should preach what Jesus says. We should live what Jesus says. But I want to just accelerate just a few, 6 days later after he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, just to show the religious world out there and all the ones who are deviating from the truth. Remember, we teach the same gospel. We preach the same thing. We are one mind and we are one mouth when we're in the church. It says in Matthew chapter 17 and verse number 1, just 6 days later, he took Peter, that same Peter, he took James and John, his brother, and bringeth them upon a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine, and his clothes were as white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elias. Well, we are all amazed by what he has done right here. But Peter was so amazed that he wanted to deviate. Remember, we preach and we teach the same thing. Jesus made a promise. His promise was the church. And Jesus said, Peter said, Lord, it is good for us to be here. And I know all of us, y'all, it's good for me to come out and be able to preach this gospel to you. And I hope you will take it as it is and as it's written. He said, Peter said, Jesus, he said, Lord, it's good for us to be here if you will. If thou wilt, let us build 3 tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elias. But I want you to remember just 6 days before that, Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He didn't say, I want two, three, your help or anybody's help. He said, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. But at the same time, look at this, where God did not even wait. He stepped in. He said in verse number 5, while he yet spake, while he opened his mouth and made this statement, before he tried to deviate, remember, change, try to go away from the same, this same gospel. And he said, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and said, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. And I just want to just take you over to Acts chapter 2, and we're going to play around with Peter just a bit, and I'll give you this lesson for this evening. After Peter had told Jesus that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and Jesus said, blessed are you. 6 days later, Peter said, it's good for me to be here. Let's build three. And the Lord chose Peter to go and preach the first sermon on Pentecost. I want everybody to pay attention to this, that the Lord can use you to do this. But he said in Acts chapter 2 and verse number 36, he said, let all of the house of Israel know for sure. The Bible says assuredly that what? That Jesus, that God had made that same Jesus, y'all. Here's that word again. He had made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Saint Peter preached this same gospel on Pentecost, and he said there's only one when he taught it, and he said when they heard this, I want everybody out there, when they heard this good news, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the one and true church, he said they were pricked in their hearts, and they said unto Peter, oh boy, he said, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name or by the authority of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we know what happens after that. They heard this gospel, and the Bible said there were about 3,000 souls, and then the Bible said the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Whenever we stand on the true foundation of Jesus, we obey Jesus the Christ. We come into his church where he is the foundation, where anything can beat upon it, and it will stand the test of time, and we endure all the way to the end. The Lord said, be faithful unto death. He said, I will give you a crown of life. Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 10. You have heard this gospel. It's the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Y'all, Romans 10 and verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of God. You heard it, then you believe it, right? He that believeth and is baptized, the Bible said he shall be saved. Then he says in Luke chapter 13, verses 3 and 5, I tell you nay. The answer is already no, except you repent. The Lord's not going to change. We have to change. Except you change, you shall all likewise perish. And the King James is real nice, but that word perish simply means die. We don't want to have that eternal death, but we're going to have to change, and we're going to have to go to that sure foundation, which is the Church of Christ, the pillar and the ground of truth that's going to stand the test of time. Then you confess the sweetest thing on mortal tongue. Matthew 10:32, you confess me before men, I'll confess you before my Father, which is in heaven. If you deny me before men, then I will deny you before my Father, which is in heaven. And then you go into the watery grave of baptism. And Galatians 3:26 and 27 said, when we go into that water, we put him on in baptism. And again, Revelation 2:10, he said, be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. And then guess what? We all become ambassadors for Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 20. I hope there's one out there that wants to hear this gospel and wants to heed this gospel, that Jesus the Christ and will come to his church before it's everlasting and everlasting too late. I thank the host, Brother Tommy Brooks, for having me as a guest, and I hope I've done something to help you. May God bless us all.